A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Yud Ches, Baba Basra 118, pagination is 235, starting towards the top of the page, about six lines down, Bishloma, it is readily understood. We discussed in our last session the difference of opinion whether Eretz Yisrael was divided, L'yotzei Mitzrayim, based on the people who left Mitzrayim, or Leba'ei Ha'aretz, to the people who came to Eretz Yisrael. And we observe that really they were supposed to be one and the same people. The people left Mitzrayim and came to the land. But because the Averus got in the way, there was delay, and they ended up being punished, and they died out in the desert, and their children came to Eretz Yisrael. So, one approach is that the land was divided to the people who left Mitzrayim, and one pshat is that it was divided to the people who came to the land. Bishloma, I readily understand, l'mayda amar liyotze Mitzrayim, if the rule is that you divide the land to the people who left Mitzrayim, haynu dekatzavchan b'nei Yosef. That's what the children of Yosef were complaining about. We find in the book of Yehoshua that the children of Yosef, the Shevet of Yosef, complained that they didn't have enough land. Now, let's think this through. If the land was distributed to the people who came to the land of Israel, so if they are indeed more people in the time of Yehoshua, they would have been given more land. What's their problem? Must be that the land was distributed based on the people leaving Mitzrayim, and the children of Yosef multiplied more than everybody else during the desert years, and that's why by the time they came to Eretz Yisrael, they felt that their portion was smaller than it needed to be because they were blessed with multitudes. Again, if it's based on the people leaving Mitzrayim, so I see the discrepancy because in the interim they multiplied. But if it's based on people coming to the land, they would have gotten more land. So what's the problem? And the Gemara answers, Mishum tefalim dehavo nefishi lahu, that their complaint that they didn't get enough land was because they had lots of children. And the children are not assigned portions in the land of Israel, only the adults. And therefore, they had this complaint that they weren't being assigned a sufficient amount of land. Now, we encountered yesterday that even in the opinion of to the people who entered the land was the land distributed, it still is not so straightforward. It goes back to their grandparents. It goes back to the ancestor that left Mitzrayim and then gets distributed evenly within the family such that the grandfather would get more because they're more children, but it doesn't go tit for tat and end up exactly with the same person who generated that money. It gets distributed within the family, and if one family has 10 children and one family has one child, the one child is going to get the same amount as the 10 children because it gets distributed evenly. Nevertheless, this question and concern does still make sense because what they're arguing is we all multiplied, and it would all go back to our ancestor and would all come back to us if it was L'bai Aretz distributed to the people coming to the land. But because it's L'yotze Mitzrayim, because it's from the people who left Mitzrayim, we understand what the children of Yosef were complaining about because there isn't enough land to go around because it's not taking into account the multiplying of the family that occurred during the desert years. Rashbam points out that there's really a different angle on this, that has nothing to do with whether we distribute to the people leaving Mitzrayim or the people coming to the land, because the Rashbam says the Gemara will later establish that every Shevet got a portion. And that portion didn't change because there are lots of people. The lots of people issue is how they would divide the land allotment to the Shevet. But every Shevet got a certain amount, and that had nothing to do with whether they were a big Shevet or a small Shevet. In the words of Rashbam, it's about midway in the wide lines, towards the beginning of a line, Umiu lekamon amrinan d'Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim ispaleg. Eretz Yisrael was divided to the tribes, meaning they divided an area, and then, based on lottery, decided who would get it. And either way, the children of Yosef are complaining that they're only getting like one of the regular tribes without taking into account that there was no one as big as their Shevet. Since it's a question to be discussed later, we didn't want to address that issue right now, and therefore we dealt with it using the words tefalim, that it's children who came into the land, and that's why they didn't get any more because of their population. The Gemara continues, if you'll skip about six lines, that Yoshua told them that they should go into the forests. So one understanding of going into the forest is they should clear out land and they'll have more land. So that areas that were not considered city dwelling available will now become available if you clear the forest. But there's another understanding which the Gemara maintains, is that Yoshua was telling them that a person has to be worried about ayin hara, commonly translated as evil eye, which means that if a person flaunts their blessing, other people can look at them in a critical, negative, or judgmental light and cause problems, because it invokes a judgment against them. According to this, Yoshua was telling them, go into the forest. Lechu v'hichavu atzmechem b'ya'orim. Go hide in the forest. Shalotishlet b'hem ayin hara, so that the ayin hara does not affect you. Essentially, they came claiming more land, and Yehoshua is saying, before you complain, before you claim more for yourselves, just worry about preserving what you have, that what you have should continue to be blessed. Better you should hide it than you should call attention to it with a full-blown discussion in public about how you've been blessed with so many children. On Amud Beis, Amru Le, they answered Yehoshua, Anan Mizara de Yosef, we're descendants of Yosef, de lo shalta be'ein abisha, that is not affected by the ayin hara, dechsiv ben poros Yosef, ben poros alei oyin. The word alei oyin is understood to be olei ayin, above the eye, that they supersede the ayin hara, and that's the concept that Yosef was able to be the viceroy. He was able to attain great, great heights and not be affected by an ayin hara. And likewise, the descendants claimed, we have that quality, and we don't have to worry about ayin hara. You may recall we encountered such a concept in Brachos Daf Chof by Rabbi Yochanan, who allowed people to admire him, hoping that they too would have great children. And he was asked, aren't you worried about an ayin hara? If they admire you, they look at you like that, maybe they'll cause an ayin hara. And he answered, Ano mizara de Yosef koasina, this same answer. I'm a descendant of Yosef, and I don't have to worry, because ole ayin, we are above the eye. But certainly, it tips us off. It reminds us that there is a concept of ayin hara, and a person should not flaunt their blessings, lest someone look at them critically. That may be one of the reasons that when a person has a simcha and people wish them well, they purposely, in turn, wish the other person well. Part of that is, if Hashem's favor is shining on me, so it's a good moment for me to bless people. But another factor is to make sure that we're commiserating with other people so that they too should feel good and should not have hard feelings. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.